With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what do they say in Australia? Yes, they say g'day. Hi! It's episode 13, unlucky for some, but not for me or you and I, if you can actually speak English. The best way to do this is to say hello. It's Al Pitcher here, Fifan, the Al Pitcher podcast. What's fantastic, it's a Thursday morning. I did a show last night. The plan was come home after the show. You know, once the, the party settled, wasn't really a party, to be honest, actually got bought some alcohol, but I don't drink, right? 40% alcohol. Can you believe that? I don't even know if that's alcohol or paint stripper. Paint stripper is always a weird word, isn't it? Do you have that in Svenska? It's not like a, it's not someone that paints themselves and then comes out and dances and takes off the paint. It's a thing where you want to take paint off a wall, as though you didn't know that, as though you were thinking, oh, maybe it is. Yeah, maybe it is a paint stripper. Okay, you've seen the, who's the best? Here she is. Didn't want to be sexist there. It could have been a he or a she, you know, and that's the world in which we live in at the moment. You can't say whether it's a he or a she. You just got to say, sha. It's a paint stripper. So after all the party ended, I apologize for the audience in Stockholm last night. I was supposed to say Pippa Cocker, but I said Pippa Kuka, if I remember correctly. And it was a genuine mistake. I had an argument about an elk or a moose with a guy called August. It was one of my favourite gigs of the tour. Actually, the audience were well and truly up for it. Maybe it's the festive spirit. Who knows? But, super crowd. So thanks to everyone that came. I did Luleå and Umeå on the weekend. Really fun up in Norrland. You know, people just come up to you afterwards and go, yes, very good, brilliant. I just love it. There's no bullshit up there. They're just completely truthful, you know. And then someone wrote something about, I think his name was Adam. These are the kind of notes I get, you know. Like people like, say, Justin Bieber or Katy Perry. Katy Perry, is that her name? I just read something about Katy Perry. She's like the richest entertainer on the Forbes list. If I'm talking to anyone now and you're listening and you're on the Forbes list, holy shit, you're making some dollar. Yeah, she didn't even bring an album out, right? Nothing, but she's number one. She's made like a billion moolah doolahs, whatever that is. She's done it, and she's just toured. She's just done touring. So good on you, Katy Perry. I love those lists because it's always people you know. It's always like stars, and then like at number eight or something, it's always like a country and western hillbilly star from America. You know, some kind of like John McDougie. And you've never heard of John McDougie, but holy shit, he's big. Johnny McDougie. He sings a song about the day I rode my horse to Ica. Stuff like that, you know. Or she left me with just my banjo string. That's all I wore to the swimming pool. That kind of track, you know. My kids don't like me, but I don't give a shit. You know, that kind of tune. I don't know if you've heard his albums. They're very similar to the titles I've just given them. I hope I'm not shouting. I've got headphones on. You didn't know that. I didn't need to tell you that, really. But maybe if it was a sexy phone chat and you're like, what are you wearing? I'd go, I've got headphones on. I'd go, okay. Yeah, so this is episode 13. Unlucky for some, they say. So I've looked up, done a bit of research this week. I've looked up superstitions and I don't really get superstitious. Oh yeah, the note. God, the note in Umeå was a guy called Adam, and he wrote that a bird, a seagull or a pigeon had shat in his Coca-Cola. That was the note. And but he still drank it. That was the worrying thing for me. And I think for him and his whole family, if I'm absolutely truthful, that there was not a point when the pigeon shit hit the Coca-Cola and he thought, do you know what? I don't think I'll drink this. I think he just ploughed on. He told me later on that it went all grey. Now, I don't actually drink Coca-Cola because, you know, I just don't. I just respect my teeth, yo. And that's going to be awkward the next time you see me. You're going to be looking at my teeth, aren't you? You want to know. The tooth, you can't handle the tooth. But Coca-Cola, they always do that experiment where they put in like a coin, like, you know, like Fem Krona. They put in a coin and it just clears it or disappears, or the, you know, the queen's head or the king's head on the other side of the coin just disappears, turns into like Gollum. And, you know, people like they pour Coca-Cola into like a tomato plant and it kills it, you know. I don't know if any of this is true, but I've seen it. You know those little Facebook videos, you know. I was talking about it last week, wasn't I? Facebook kind of, you know, click here, you won't believe what happens next. Those ones, clickbait. So what they do these experiments on Coca-Cola. I mean, there's worse things in the world, isn't there? We all know that. But paint stripper and Coca-Cola, very related. In a family kind of tree. I hope my voice is holding up. I hope you're happy with it. It's kind of got that kind of husky little Bruce Springsteen thing going on. Some would say quite sexy. Others would say no. So there we go. The days are getting long. The winter's getting cold. But it still hasn't snowed in this beloved land. When is the snow? I think we fool ourselves with the snow, don't we? I know this goes kind of all around, Svadia. God, I think I'm on the radio or something. I'm on a wireless. I listened to a weather report the other day. That's a funny thing, isn't it? How many people do you actually think listen to that weather report, you know, the one that says, sun's foul, 20 miles per hour, 18, northwester, 16, you know, that one. It can't be more than 100 people. I know there's a lot of people on boats and stuff, but surely they're not depending on those weather reports. Please get yourselves a phone, a smartphone, and get on the old weather app. You know, the little weather app. I love it. Because it does never tells you exactly what's happening, do they? But there we go. There's Swedish. Bit of Swedish for you there. Talking about the weather about 10 minutes into the pod. And at this moment, you're looking at the pod. You're looking to see how long it's taken. I don't know if it's 10 minutes. It just felt like 10 minutes. Which is a thing you don't want to say after a bit of lovemaking, do you? Just felt like 10 minutes, didn't it? Well, it wasn't. It never is.
Now leave me.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. That's the one. If you have a bit of kind of a bit of domestic blues, if the relationship isn't working over the festive period, over the Christmas time, what you need to do is release that energy, right? Release that pressure, and they say to you, "But you've done nothing for me. It's over. This relationship's going nowhere." That's when you say, "But I wish you a Merry Christmas. I wish you..." That'll get you out of anything. Seriously. The divorce papers will be just ripped up. People will be going, "No way. I can't divorce this person. This person rocks my little boat." And if you are in a boat, Sundsvall, 18 degrees. 18 degrees? I don't know what. It's like... tells you about the wind and stuff. But hasn't it been windy, Svadia? Hey? If I was wearing my little skirt, I think it'd be quite windy. Never really done much cross-dressing. Actually, not a lot, really. Just, you know, a few nights being alone, you know? Just the kids and the wife are out, so you try it on, don't you? Yeah. Awkward. Talking of little sound effects, I got a gift yesterday from a friend, Rebecca, and it was a sound effects machine. So you press the button and, you know, if you don't know what a sound effect machine is. But I left it in a box, and the box is in the car, and I don't have the car here. I don't have a car. So I'm going to be making my own sound effects. So, but thank you for the gift. That was a nice touch. I got some questions as well. But I thought we could look through what I think are superstitions. This is episode 13 of Fifan, the Al Pitcher podcast. So here's a couple of them, right? A couple of superstitions to get in your head, to get you freaked out, right? In Turkey... right? One of the superstitions for them is don't chew gum at night. No tugami, right? Don't do that, okay? Because they believe in Turkey, if you're chewing gum at night, you're actually chewing the flesh of the dead. Fifan! You need to chill the shit out, Turks. I'm just having a bit of like extra spearmint, and you think I'm chewing on the toe of the dead. So no, I'm not into that. And no matter how drunk you get, never chew the toe of the dead. That's one of my superstitions. But yeah, that's a bit weird, isn't it? That's why in Turkey, not a lot of chat goes on in the nightclub area, because people, the music's really loud and they have to like lean in and they're like, "Oof, wow, your breath doesn't smell good. You should be chewing gum." And then they go, "I do not chew gum. Gum is the flesh of the dead." So there we go. Now, another one is gloves. You know, the old gloves. In Svenska, not gloves, gloves. We're going to talk about one of the questions I got asked, actually, is about something about Svenska, but I will get to that. You're not supposed to give gloves as a present. I know in Sverige you give strumpa, don't you, as any kind of gift. What you've got to do, if you actually give gloves, right? If you're in love and you want to feel the glove from above, like a dove. I mean, people say you can't rap picture. You can't actually rap. And I say, bullshit. I am it. I can just rhyme anything. Give me a word. orange. Apart from orange, I can rhyme most things. I think orange is the one that people can't rhyme. That was a bit weird. There was two people there. So never give gloves as a present, they say. But if you receive like a gift, that's okay. But you both got to give gifts. Apparently it goes back to like medieval times, you know, like when the knight wore like a lady glove in their helmet. Sounds weird, doesn't it? Sounds a bit rude, doesn't it? I'm going to put a little lady glove in my helmet. Don't know why all the knights spoke like pirates, but they did. And it's also bad luck to drop a glove. Well, you haven't been to Svaria, bad luck story person, have you? That seems to be quite a thing to do, isn't it? When winter turns up, I think Swedes buy like two pairs of gloves, one to just throw away, you know? And you've got a feel for them, don't you? The forgotten gloves, the lost finger warmers. They just sit there, don't they? Just thrown. They're normally by a bench, or the Swedes do that thing, which I kind of like. You do that thing where you find a glove and then you put it on a pole or something like, or on a stick or on a tree branch, which freaks you out when you're walking along and you look up and you go, ah, it's a hand. But it's just a glove. But yeah, many, many gloves. If I had a krona for the amount of gloves I've lost and then seen further away, I'd have about 84 krona. So not quite 100, but 84 krona. And I'd put that 84 krona in some Coca-Cola to see what happens. Here's one for Swedish people. If you're off, these are good, aren't they? I like these little lists. I'm going to do more of these. Tell me what lists you'd like. It's a good question to give me. List my favourite things or something. List what turns me on. Gloves, actually. Apparently, if you're off to an important meeting, right, which the Swedes love, don't you? Love a bloody meeting. Could be an email, turns into a meeting. Look out for a goat. Hold on a second. I'll just finish that marijuana. Yeah, look out for a goat. What the hell is this about? Okay, apparently the goat has been it's got with debauchery, like lust and the devil, the goat, you know? You know, like the devil had a goat. Did he have hoofs? Goat hoofs? What did he have? I don't know what he had with the goat. He didn't have anything, did he? Didn't have an affair with a goat, did he? The old Randy devil. What they say is if you cross its path or something, a devil's path. Not a devil's path, a goat's path. Do they have their own paths? What the shit is this? So if you go into an important meeting, it was once considered good luck to encounter a goat. But I don't really understand the whole devil thing. Because if you saw a goat, a devil's goat, surely you'd cross the road or you'd get out of that path. Or you'd think, do you know what? I might not. I might take the afternoon off. I might ring in this meeting and say, I can't make it because I've just seen the devil's goat. So yeah, that's the kind of thing. Another one, if your skirt turns up, you receive a new dress. So if you get like a... this one's quite a big one. This one's from the Oxford Dictionary of Superstitions. It says in 1914, it was common belief that if the lower edge of a woman's skirt turned up as to form a kind of pocket, some good fortune, such as a new dress, will come to the owner. So there we go. Cross-dressers and ladies,
turn up your skirt and enjoy the finance. See? Not all of it rhymes. Now, this is beautiful. This is from Dylan Thomas, the Welsh writer, portrait of the artist, right? And it's got this amazing, when there's a lull in conversation, you know, like a quiet silence, which, let's be honest, there often is in Sverige. It's quiet, nothing is said, then all of a sudden, someone just says, "Ah, you," and then we move on. This one was from Dylan Thomas. This is beautiful, right? What it means, if there's silence, right? It means there's an angel passing by. Oh, just before Christmas, this will probably blow your mind. Look at this. Listen to this beautiful line. A host of angels must be passing by. What a silence there is. I don't know if you're on. I don't know if you're on transport right now, but you need to get off at the next stop and clear your thoughts, because the voice of our pitcher, just reading that one line, could turn on 1,000 goats on the devil's path. Yeah, so that one's a good one. Here's another beautiful one. Eat grapes at midnight for good luck. This is a Spanish one.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
On New Year's Eve, what they do, they eat 12 grapes at midnight, and that brings you good luck. That's kind of cool, isn't it? Bit of grapey. Yeah, 12 grapes. What if you have 13? Probably really unlucky as well. Or you have six, just have six, and then have a really good half year, and then balance it up with a shitty kind of... but these are all... People believe these. This is what I like, you know. Like the black cat I can get, you know. But this is... I just think it's someone who got a little bit drunk and said, do you know what we should do every year, New Year's Eve? Eat these. And he just walks up with loads of grapes going, yeah. Another one, but this is from the Encyclopedia of Superstitions. And this is an old wife's tale. I love that there's never old husband's tales, is there? Just old wife's tales. Best day to go to holiday? Best day to go on hospital. Guess what day it is? No, wrong. Have another go. Nah. Ooh, close. That's right. Onsdag, Wednesday. Monday is the best day to leave. Saturday is the worst. And if you leave on a Saturday, it means you'll soon be back. But the best day to go to hospital is Wednesday. What a crock of shit. What is it? Pitch has just given me superstitions that feels like a random thing. Tuck your thumbs in if you pass a graveyard. I've heard this one before. This is a Japanese thing. Because the Japanese word for thumb is parent finger. Finger. Parent finger. If there's parents out there, I don't know if you've heard that song. Daddy finger, where are you? Here I am, how do you do? It's not really, doesn't stick in your head forever when you're trying to do something really important. But yeah, you tuck your thumbs in, because the Japanese thing is, and you're hiding it, the parent finger, and you are protecting your parents from death. They're that stupid, these, that they kind of make sense, don't they? This is good. I like superstitions. I think this is what we should do. I think I should have some kind of little theme, little review of the week, little theme, and a few questions. And I think it might take like 6 or 7 hours. But that's all right. Keeps you company through the dark days. Hot cross bun. You keep a hot cross bun for a year. That I've heard that one before. It wards off evil spirits. And this is a Russian one, right? This is a Russian one. If a bird, it says defecate here on my little bit of writing. Let's be honest. No one says, oh no, a scarf is defecated on me. You don't say that, do you? You say, ah, fee fan, a bird shit on me. Oh, nee, baisa, Fergal, baisa. No, it's not Fergal, is it? Fergal's the singer, Fergal Sharkey. Fergal, it's a Fergal shit, right? If a bird shits on you in Russia, right? They're into weird stuff there. Your car or your property, it's good luck. Quite a normal one though, isn't it? I think that's quite global rather than just Russia. Putin probably finds where cars are that get, you know, that there's always those spots where car spot places where like loads of birds get covered in shit, you know. I reckon Putin has probably just slept there one night and then got covered, and then now he believes he's a rich man. He may be a rich man, but sometimes his thinking is a bit weird, especially when he does that same thing as that Kim Jong-un, you know that dude? He does the same thing where they get kind of filmed, like with their tops off, catching fish with their teeth, or riding an elephant through the snow. You know, they do really, I think that Kim Jong-un did like a round of golf or something, didn't he? Didn't he do that? He did like a round of golf and it was, did it in like 18 holes, in 18 shots or something. Got 18 holes in one. I mean, and they say that that guy's a little bit safe. The guy's mental. So there we go. There's my bit of politics for this week. Where am I? Next week I'm in Skåne. If you go to my website, it's alpitcher.se. You can see me in Lund, Helsingborg, Malmo, and Kristianstad. Sounds like a squirrel eating a bit of glass. But that's not a nice thought. Let's just have a moment to think of all the squirrels that have eaten glass. So what happens is I'm doing those, and those are the last four, the Fab Four, the remaining Fira of the Naman Tour. I'm going to be quite emotional, I think. Because I think next week, yeah, I'll put the podcast, it'll be episode 14. I'll look at the superstitions of 14. No, I I'll be kind of, I have like two shows to go. So I'll be a bit, you know, send in your love, your thoughts on the show. Maybe I can read some out as though I'm on some kind of charity telethon. I'll just probably read them to myself and cry and just rock backwards and forwards, you know. I'll be happy though, and I think that's the main thing, isn't it? Do you want some questions answered? I think you do. Ladies and gentlemen, if you found the Owl Pitcher podcast, it's question time. What do you like with cold coffee, people? How do you feel with cold coffee? I really don't like it, but I still keep with it. You know? Do you know what I mean? It's like tasting something and you're like, ugh, no, but you keep going back, you know? It's like a cat who can't get through a crack in a wall. You know, they use their whiskers, don't they? Have I said this before? They use their whiskers to get through. That's how they measure. I'm talking to you like you're 8 years of age. But, yeah, they push through with the whiskers. And my sister, she cut off the whiskers because she thought that they were, they looked quite ugly. But what happened was, she got caught doing it halfway through the whiskers. So she cut one side but left the other side. So the cat was completely unbalanced. It was just like, just walking along and then hitting like things and like, you know, like just walking to walls. So I had to wait till it grew back before the cat got the balance, yo. Sounds like a kind of cool DJ thing, doesn't it? You know, this cat don't get the balance, man. Pretty weird, eh? But the cat didn't really care. Just was just banging his head all the time. My sister wasn't being mean. She was trying to be quite nice. But if there's any people are thinking, oh, what a bloody nice idea. It's a good thought for Christmas. It's trim the whiskers. Don't do it. Absolutely screws the cat. So here's some questions. I've got three questions this week. Thank you for everybody that sends in questions. You can send in anything you want, but I think you've got to agree. I think this superstitions is quite nice because we go through them together. But I won't do superstitions like every week. Imagine that. Episode 44, superstitions. Lick a grease and find your lover. This is one from Malta. Don't do that, by the way. Right, here's a question from Sarah Lundell. Tuxamikit Sarah. She says, about 5 years ago, I saw you on Wagner the Voice. You were the guest, and you were asked to state some things that you felt awkward about Swedish people 5 years ago. Still feel awkward. One of them was that some people continue talking in Swedish, even though you say you can't really understand the language. Then seconds, and she's written seconds in big shouty kind of, seconds! You know, like parents write that, don't they? They write it in big letters. Like the caps are locked, like, hey, how are you? Are you good? I love you. Just always seems like a threat, doesn't it? The women on the show ask you a question in Swedish and then expects you to answer. I recall she talked in Swedish multiple times. It bugged me. My question, how could you stay so cool with it on the show? It felt for me like, hey, I'm a vegetarian. Okay, do you want some meat with that? And do people still do that? I remember that. That interview. I think it was quite weird in this
I remember it was quite early in the morning, and I wasn't. I actually really liked those kind of radio things, but they do kind of ring you up before, and they say to you, "Hey, could you do like stuff on awkward Swedish things?" You know, I don't know if you can hear the car. Somebody's revving the car. What the? Why are you revving your car, dude? Recording the pod here, man. Episode 13. Respect it. But they ask you, like, can you say something about Swedish people? And so you sort of have, you have a think about it. I don't write anything down. So I go to these interviews with thoughts, you know. This is what this podcast is. It's just thoughts. It's just going into your ears, and I hope you enjoy it. Thanks for listening. It's bloody good of you, man. I bloody love you. I mean that. It's fucking blows my mind that people listen to my nonsense. What happened was, so you go in. So you've got these bits that you want to say, you know, you want to say them. And you go to say them, and then you get interrupted. So that part is a bit weird. People do say Prata Svenska, and I say, oh, nay, a little. And then they continue, and then I lose it. But 2016, there will be changes in my vocabulary. You heard it first. The Picture podcast, the Picture progress on Svenska will get better, and people will respect me because I will be speaking Svenska. So I hope that answers that, Sarah. But very good the way you said about the meat and the vegetarian. It's a bit like, yeah, when I went to France and they gave me that steak tartar. And then one time, I think I was going vegetarian, they put ham on my pizza or something like that. This one's from Jared Driscoll. Thanks, man. Thanks for the question. What was the thing you don't miss about living in New Zealand? I think I might have spoken about this before. I think it's because it's just miles away, man. It's just, you know, it's just so far away that in Europe, you feel a bit alive with it. You know, you're in the middle of Europe, you know, but with New Zealand, you're just so far away. People love going there, but it takes a day to get there. So I think that I miss the loneliness, shall we say. I mean, it's a beautiful country. People are amazing. But it is, you know, it is a distance. So, you know, growing up, you did feel like you were missing out on life, like all the bands and stuff like that, you know. And I remember, I've said this, haven't I, about Anthrax. They came over here and someone threw a bottle at the bass player. And it hit the bass player on the head. And they walked off after like one song. They come all the way to New Zealand. How much did that not help the loneliness, you know? You can feel a bit sad on their own there. Elin Lindberg, who I really, really like. She's great. She's got two questions here. What's your favourite dish on the Yule board? And what's the worst, best Christmas gift for your mum? Wow, it's a bit aggressive. What's your gift for your mum, your mum? The favourite dish. I stay away from the fish, right? Let's not cut the shit here. I stick well away from the fisk. I do meatballs and then a bit of the old Reebok, beetroot, you know, the beetroot kind of thing. I do a few rounds of that. Then I seem to fill up. I try and eat enough Yule board. I mean, you can't keep me away from a little Prince Korv either. You know, I'm all over that. And then the old potato cheese dish, you know. This guy's still revving his car outside. Stop it. It's so Swedish, isn't it? Inside a house shouting at someone.
making sure they... I really hope if he messes up this, if he messes this up, this recording, I'm gonna let down his tires. I know where you park, mate. I just don't get the point in revving a car. Revving in the sense of like, who does he think he is? I was going to say Nelson Mandela. I didn't mean that. Lewis Hamilton. Yeah, so the Prince Corv, I'm all over that. I eat enough. I eat enough so my little tummy does that kind of, that little noise, you know, a little trapped wind noise, and then I rest. What's the best and worst gift I've ever bought my mum? I just remember buying her a, when I was a little, not a little kid, I was like 12, I bought my mum like a salt kind of, put a little salt in it. It was an old boot, and I think she took that a bit personally that I thought she was an old boot. So yeah, that was the worst. The best was, it was just after Christmas, but this, I think this is quite a nice touch. Best gift was, I told her that she was going to be she was a grandma already, but a grandma for me. No, she wasn't going to be a grandma for me. I was like, yeah, you've been a mum for a while. Now it's time to be Mordor. Come on, you need to be a Mordor. No, my sister's got children, but I didn't have children then, and I told her that we were going to have a child, and that was the best present. But I didn't wrap it up, you know. But I just, I didn't point to my penis. Every man does that, doesn't it? Every dad does that. It works. I think they do anyway, or maybe it's just me. Hope that answers all the questions. Now the guy who's been revving his car, the other guy's turned up. He's done 3 laps, this fucking idiot. So if he affects the podcast, boy, oh boy, shit's going to hit the fan. Shit's going to hit the FIFA. Oh, now he gets in and he's revving the van. Can you hear it? Fools, both of you, fools. What a pleasure this is. Thank you so much for listening to me. It's episode 13. Had some structure this week. Let's keep the structure, shall we? Next week, don't forget, Tuesday, I am in... Oh, God, he's doing my head in, this guy. I'm in Lund. Wednesday, Helsingborg. Thursday is Malmo. Friday, oh, I don't know. Anyway, it's the 15th to the 19th. Skåne, right? That land that they call Inter Sverige, they call it Skåne. So I'm going to be there. So if you want to come along, please do. These are the last 4 shows. Thank you so much for listening. It's getting close to Christmas. Keep the love. And if anybody gets angry with you, don't say FIFAN. Oh, you can say that. You can go, FIFAN, the Out Pitcher podcast. You should listen. What you should say is, we wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And a Happy New Year. Puss, puss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.